855-58-LIBERTY.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Trump's coronavirus briefing was interrupted when he was notified of a shooting outside. White House correspondent Greg Clugston was in the briefing room at that time, and he joins us live with the latest. Greg?
Keith, the president had just started his press conference when a U.S. Secret Service agent approached the podium and escorted the president out of the White House briefing room.
It looks like they're just about going to be topping records, hopefully soon. Excuse me?
The president returned a few minutes later and said the incident was under control.
Somebody's been taken to the hospital. I don't know the condition of the person. It seems that the person was shot by Secret Service.
The Secret Service has since confirmed that one of its officers was involved in a shooting at 17th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue, just a block from the West Wing. The president did not appear to be shaken by the disruption, and he praised the work of Secret Service personnel. Keith?
Thanks, Greg. Chicago's cleaning up after looting and violence in the city's Magnificent Mile area and elsewhere.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot says this was not a protest.
This was straight up felony criminal conduct.
President Trump recently ordered more federal agents to Chicago.
We do not need federal troops in Chicago.
Alan Freeman lives in downtown Chicago.
Used to go out early in the morning to run. I don't do that any longer. And used to walk at night and I've stopped doing that.
Further escalating tension is a video circulating on Facebook that falsely claimed Chicago police had shot and killed a 15-year-old boy. I'm Ed Donahue.
A natural gas explosion has leveled three row houses in Baltimore, killing a woman and trapping others. At least four people have been hospitalized with serious injuries. On Wall Street, the Dow by 357 points. The NASDAQ dropped 42. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
In these challenging times, what is really happening? Is there a force behind it all? If you believe in the freedoms that founded America, if you're looking for answers, go to ProfitToAmerica.com. That's ProfitToAmerica.com. And download the free book, A Fresh Wind. Is God using this pandemic to bring us back to our roots? Go to ProfitToAmerica.com. That's ProfitToAmerica.com.
What is the future of emergency?
At Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, they are committed to helping the Las Vegas community in this trying time. If you need any vehicle repair on any model, they are an essential repair facility and got you covered. They have oil changes starting at $19.95, free smogs for life. And if you mention this ad, they'll take 15% off the service cost. Plus, buy any new vehicle, and they have no payments for 90 days. Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, or online at FinleyAcura.com. Vegas strong.
Do you struggle with dizziness or loss of balance? When you roll over in bed, does the room spin? Do you have a difficult time concentrating and ringing in your ears? These are scary and debilitating symptoms of vestibular disorders, which affect the inner ear and brain. These symptoms are invisible and are often overlooked by others, but there's hope. Learn more about vestibular disorders at vestibular.org. Visit vestibular.org or call 800-837-8428.
It's 5:04. This is a KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Wynn Las Vegas is the first major strip casino to publicly release the number of its employees which have tested positive for COVID-19. Health officials say the number by itself, 300, doesn't mean much, but industry watchers and marketing pros say the move is a good PR and could force other companies to follow suit. Wynn officials report about 300 employees tested positive out of more than 16,000 tests. That's a 2% positive rate. Gridlock on Interstate 15 headed back to Southern California yesterday has been a thing of the past, but Well, as I say, not yesterday. Transportation officials say there was a 7-mile backup on the 15 southbound as folks were headed home to California from Las Vegas over the weekend. Officials say the traffic volume has been creeping up since casinos reopened back in June. The Mountain West Conference, which includes UNLV, is postponing its football season, according to reports from the Review Journal. The Mid-American Conference canceled their games on Saturday, and other conferences could follow suit. And a worker at IKEA's Las Vegas store has tested positive for COVID-19. Store officials say three co-workers who were in the close proximity have also been quarantined.
KACQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
A couple of crashes working right now. One is on the off-ramp US 95 West at Rainbow. Another crash 15 North at Spring Mountain. Look for some heavy volumes in a couple of areas as well. US 95 eastbound at Decatur. And on the Beltway 215 eastbound, that is at Buffalo.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest electric bikes. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Let's check in with the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery, Jared Fisher. He rode across all 17 counties here in the state of Nevada, wanted to be governor, was unsuccessful as a candidate in the Republican primary. I think that one day he will run for office again. I hope he does. And he joins us. Jared, where have you been?
I've actually been up in Wyoming in the Tetons and in Yellowstone this past week, actually.
So. You're amazing. Now, is this part of some major effort that you were doing? Cause I know you were making plans to do something like huge.
Yeah, I had to actually push that back a couple weeks, so I'll be doing that in a few weeks. That's riding across the U.S., going south and north. This past week, I was actually in Yellowstone and Teton National Parks. I was up there actually for a work assignment that came up out of the blue.
Now, are you finding that more and more of those types of opportunities are out there for you from a business perspective? Do you see that more people are saying, hey, being outdoors is good and having an outdoor adventure is not a bad idea? I mean, is it are people starting to come around?
Yeah, people really are coming around. They're extra cautious right now with COVID. Not everybody is extra cautious, but small groups are very popular right now. So we have been busy on the touring side, out and about in the America's National Parks with the Escape Adventures Tour Company. So, I was actually out with a group of a family of seven from Florida this past week, and we basically toured all the backcountry routes in Wyoming. It was really neat in the national parks. And the national parks are actually really, really busy as well. I mean, it's astronomical. I've talked to a lot of different local businesses in and around Utah, Nevada, Wyoming, Montana, and I'm getting the same story over and over again, that this is the busiest they have ever been right now during the middle of this huge COVID problem we're having, right?
How do you explain that?
you explain it because people want their freedom and they want to be not locked up. And people also are starting to realize that a lot of this COVID-19 has been based on a projection of fear in our country. And they're starting to realize that those numbers that were projected really aren't panning out the way they said they were. And they're realizing that even with people getting sick, we've even had some people sick on our bike tours with COVID. And we've done our due diligence and quarantined our employees after that. But the fact is, these people are doing outdoor activities with COVID, and they don't even know they have COVID, Kevin.
Well, that makes no sense. So were they asymptomatic, or did they start having a fever? How did you find out?
They called us and said, hey, somebody they knew, they had previously contacted prior to them going on vacation, had COVID. And so they went and got tested, and turns out they had it, and they didn't even know it. Kevin, I honestly can't explain it other than it's just absolutely blown out of proportion. And you've got to look around and see what some of these other governors are doing around the West. Is they're putting their public back to business. In fact, between Wyoming and Utah, I did that drive to get back here to Las Vegas. I saw literally no employees working in businesses at gas stations and grocery stores that were not wearing masks. These are the actual employees that were not wearing masks. And I started asking some of these employees, why aren't you wearing a mask? Like, I'm wearing a mask because in Nevada we have to wear a mask. And they said, oh, it's not mandatory in our state. And so I'm starting to wonder even more and more, is why is it that our states right next door to Nevada are such more relaxed about the COVID, and they're putting their kids back to school, physically back to school, and we are just running on this absolute fear of what exactly? I'm still trying to figure that out, Kevin.
I'm going to tell you exactly what it is, that we have a weak-kneed governor who looks up to a Gavin Newsom, who happens to be the governor on the other side of Utah and Wyoming, and that's California. And we've got a governor that I don't think really understands what he's dealing with here.
Well, I don't think he's stepping up to what he went to bat for, which is to be a leader within our state. I'm afraid that he has, put the tail between the legs and not want to take the full responsibility for taking on hard decisions. Now, I've been frantically looking around to somewhere to send my kids to school here in Nevada. And just today, I decided I was going to pay $500 to send my little girl to physically be in front of other kids and a teacher who's doing a private school so that she can have that interaction, that social interaction, because our schools, I don't want to put my daughter in front of a screen for four more hours a day. I don't think that's doing any good. I understand what's happening as far as the state of Nevada not wanting to get involved with lawsuits, but come on now. I mean, why is the governor of Utah putting his kids of his state back in school? Why is that? Why are we not doing that? I mean, at what point do we decide and run the so much fear that we're afraid of every little lawsuit that's going to come running our way? So isn't there a bigger picture to look at, like the fact that our kids aren't actually in school in front of their teachers? I think that's a bigger problem than worrying about frivolous lawsuits that may or may not even happen.
Well, and if you go back to March, you go back to March 17 when they started, when the governor started closing stuff down and the schools closed down. And they said, we'll go to distance learning, which is, to me, is an oxymoron in this state because the kids didn't learn a lick. You talk to teachers, you talk to administrators, they all admit it. But what was weird is that of the 320,000 kids in the Clark County School District, fifth largest district in the country, 100,000 of those kids, a third of them, didn't even log into their Chromebooks during that period of time.
That is correct.
And then you wonder why they didn't learn anything. Because they were all out in front of my house playing kickball and skateboarding and morning, noon, and night.
Right. And this really calls for our governor to step up and our representatives of our state, too. You know, I understand I was listening to your interview with Scott, and while I do respect Scott and I do value just about everything he says, and I'm on his side, however, I think that there needs to be some more conversation with the governor about taking a few extra strides to get our kids back in school. Forget this distance learning. Forget, I mean, if you look at it from my point of view, now I'm just going to be talking as a lay citizen here because I'm not elected right now. So, but from my point of view, I'm a taxpayer and I pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes to the state of Nevada every single year, hundreds and hundreds of thousands as a business owner and as a citizen. And now I have to pay another $500 to put my girl in school every week in order, because I want her to be in front of an actual teacher where she's going to physically learn something, where she's not going to be glued to a screen. Now, there's a problem with that. Why do I have to do that? I think I have dozens of school teacher friends who I run with, I ride with, I correspond with through business. I talk with them all the time. They knew that I ran for governor. And so they always come to me and ask my opinion. And so I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to share with what they're telling me. I have not yet talked with one teacher, not one single teacher that doesn't want to be in the classroom. I know there's some out there that don't, but I personally haven't talked to any. Every teacher I've spoken with wants to be in that classroom. And they're willing to take that risk, including my 75-year-old mom, who's a school teacher right here in Clark County. She does not understand computers. She doesn't want to teach music from a distance learning perspective. What does that do? It does no good for a kid. A kid actually needs to use a stick to pound a drum. There's no other way around that. And we're talking, our leadership is just letting this go and talking about worrying about lawsuits that haven't even happened. They haven't happened yet. I mean, we need to be looking to the west, to the east, not to the west. Like our leadership does not need to be looking to California for anything
Oregon or any of those.
Yeah.
And what is weird is that now we're asking teachers, 60-year-old teachers that don't know Zoom from the man in the moon, and they're being asked to do things, and they're getting 2 weeks of instruction. It's going on right now. Now is the time when they're giving these teachers 2 weeks of instruction, and then we're turning them loose.
Yeah, and Kevin, let me tell you right now, it's not going well. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, I've talked with these teachers. The young teachers, sure, no problem. They understand how to deal with Zoom. They understand computer screens. They understand computer programs very well. They're very savvy. I'm savvy with it. But when you get to the seasoned teachers who are not as well versed in that, they are standing with their eyes doing circles. I mean, they are dazzled. They don't know what's going on, and they're not ready for this. And the other thing they're not ready for is they're not ready for indecisive decisions. Like, we don't have a roadmap that is laid out from a business owner standpoint. Like, I need to have landmarks and goals for things I need to obtain to make business successful. We don't have that in our school district at all right now. We're just running on fear, and somebody needs to step up. We need our representatives to just say enough is enough. Let's get down to business. Let's take a few risks. That's what we do in America. We're entrepreneurs. We are a country of risk. That's what we do. That's why we are successful. When we put that away and we just put it off to the side and we worry about lawsuits and fear, we're going to go nowhere.
Jared, I got to cut you short there. I need to go to a break. Stay right where you are. Don't go anywhere. Don't go riding off into the sunset on me. More with Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. And I'm going to ponder during the break whether I should ask you about Simon Cowell. I'm going to think about that for a minute if I should actually bring his name up. and e-bikes. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Uh-oh. Prince Charming is at the door with a glass slipper. But you have an ugly fungal infection on your toe. See, you've been using that rotten brand that just didn't work. Of course it didn't. It just sat there. But Cinderella knew better. She used Bye Bye Fungus, a revolutionary new treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish. And above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. As Cinderella knew, this is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Remember, you can't hide a fungal infection in a glass slipper. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com.
Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just six pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life.
A lot of people don't understand, including myself, I didn't, now I do, the impact of having a stroke.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you, start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
It's a new life, but I'm going to make it better. I'm coming back. Ask your doctor, check your blood pressure.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone. You can do it right now at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Jared Fisher joining us, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. And he has been out in Wyoming and Utah and different places. We're talking a little bit about the financial climate, the business climate, and why people are suddenly they want to get out, the door, and they want to be a part of nature. Can you talk a little bit about your business, in particular the Escape Adventures? Because I know for a while you kind of backed away from it a little bit, but it looks like people want what you're offering.
Yeah, absolutely. Like we were talking a little bit before, people do want to get back outside. People want to stay active. They're starting to realize the benefit of just being healthy, being able to breathe some clean air. It's good for, it's not only good physically, but it's good for the soul. It's good for the mind to go out and enjoy Mother Nature, so to speak. So, and that's not a, that's not a political line there. That's just straight up what people are doing right now. It doesn't matter where you come from.
Can I tell you? Because I'm not a biker as much as I'm a walker. I'm a voracious walker, and I do my best thinking when I'm out, either in my neighborhood or out in the middle of nowhere, just hiking. I find I do the most thinking there, and it's clarity, and it's really cool.
Absolutely. I think that, for me too, most of my business ideas over the past three decades have come either from trail running or from cycling. And I generally will go out for between 2 and 4 hours in a day and take that time to read a book, an audio book. I like to do that maybe at least a couple hours a day. Or I'll just think, like what you're talking about. You're going out and thinking. I'm sure you come up with ideas and brainstorm things for your show.
I do, every day.
It's really important.
That's incredible. Got to ask you about Simon Cowell. Breaks his back. Test riding an e-bike. You know any more than that on that?
Well, I know that he was riding a trail bike, which is actually an off-road bike, and he's testing it in front of his house. I'm guessing it's probably on pavement, which it may not have had the right tires to be doing maybe what he was doing on pavement. But the truth is, we all take falls and accidents are going to happen. And he mentioned, make sure you read the manual before you get on your electric bike. Most people don't read the manual before they get in their electric car.
No.
They just jump in and go, and they get in an accident, and that's just the way life takes it. So, it's a risk you take, and you take a risk doing anything in life. That's what we do. So, he had a fall, and I feel really bad for him, but it sounds like he's going to do okay, and he'll come back of it. And I about guarantee he'll eventually be back on his bike because, he didn't say he wasn't going to get back on it. He just says, be careful.
Yeah.
So.
isn't that the truth? Hey, it's always good visiting with you. Stay safe out there. Your south to north trip is postponed until when?
I'll be on with you probably one more time, and then I'm going to try and make my way to Canada. So, just over about 12 days.
Oh my God!
My goal. So we'll see what happens with that.
Well, we'll talk with you again next week then.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
Good. Thanks, Kevin. Have a
Alrighty,
great day.
Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, joining us. Stick around. We still got tons to do. Believe it or not, Bill Gates says that we're wasting billions of dollars on testing. Billions of dollars. I mean, that's a lot of money, even when we're talking trillions. Billions of dollars.
on testing is being wasted. How does all that come about? We'll fill you in as we continue. It is Monday, so good to